Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Roman by Sylvain Renard. Read by Robertson Dean. Prologue. May 2013. Florence, Italy. She was dying. The prince heard her heart stutter and slow, and her breathing grow even shallower. The young woman with the brave soul and the great green eyes was dying. The humans had smashed her skull into a wall. No doubt her brain was injured. The skin on her arms was pale, almost translucent. Her face was bruised and smeared with blood. The prince had seen goodness die, not once, but twice. He'd held it in his hands and seen the life ebb out of it, like sand sifting through his fingers. He would not let such beauty die. Out of sight of the other vampires, he retrieved the illustrations he'd left on the roof. He cradled them along with the woman as he flew across the Ponte Vecchio to the other side of the Arno River. With every step, he focused his ancient hearing on the sound of her heartbeat, worried it would fall silent before he reached the safe haven of his villa. He would have to give her a great deal of vampire blood in order to heal her. It was possible she was beyond help, and it wouldn't be his blood he would give her. Not even to save her life. The prince quickened his pace, his figure moving like a jagged flash of lightning up the hill. When he reached the heavy iron gates that surrounded his home, he paused, holding the woman more tightly. With a cry, he leapt over the barrier, landing like a cat on the other side. The woman groaned at the movement, and her eyes flickered open. "Casita," he whispered, his gray eyes meeting hers. "Stay away.